He joins the show now. Legereus Sneed, I know that you've had a lot of press conferences and interviews today, but really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to speak with us. Just wanted to start with kind of how this process has gone. You got franchise tagged by the Kansas City Chiefs. They gave you permission to seek a trade. Just kind of your initial reaction after hearing about the trade, the process behind the scenes for you, and your initial impression of this Tennessee Titans team.
Well, yeah, I could say the whole process at the first beginning was kind of stressful, I could say, because I didn't know what was what or if I'm going to be here or if I'm going to play under this tag or is they going to trade me. It just was a whole lot of questions I was questioning myself about. And but I was taking it all in, you know, as in joy. You know, I took it all in, and I knew God was going to make a way for me. You know, I'm a big firm and big believer in God, and so happily Tennessee came through with the trade, and the Chiefs let me go. And so happily I'm here and walking to the building. My first time in the building today. You know, it feels like home to me. It feels like family from the first time I walked in.
What were the important things for you as you were going into this contract year, you know, staying with Kansas City or the trade? What was, you know, on your list of important things, what was kind of the ranked as the most important things in your priorities for that next contract and this next phase of your career?
You know, just keep doing what I'm doing. You know, I'm still learning and I'm still growing. And, you know, I will never stop learning. I'm going to be a sponge, come in here and soak whatever I can soak up. You know, however I can help my teammates, my coaches, whatever I can do to help. You know, same as I did in Kansas City Chiefs, and you know, I'm going to keep the same hunger. Whatever I brought from over there, I'm bringing it over here and probably even better.
We'll talk with Legereus Sneed, new Tennessee Titan cornerback and two-time pro, Super Bowl winning player. Now, Legereus, there's been a lot of calls and texts into our station. They're excited about Legereus Sneed and what he's able to do. We're excited to have you here. But the question that keeps coming up, what about the knee? What about the knee? Yes, he's a damn good player, but what about the knee? So tell the fans, do they need to worry about the knee? Because everything that was coming out was, well, he didn't practice. And I had to tell people, listen, sometimes guys just don't practice for whatever reason. Sometimes coaches hold guys out for whatever reason. But I am not going to sit here and say, well, all of a sudden now it's a problem, because before – anything ever came up, this knee issue wasn't a problem. And then all of a sudden, when you are asking for the trade or they give you the permission to seek a trade, now the knee becomes a problem. So can you tell Titan fans, you know, in regards to your knee, that they have nothing to worry about?
Titans fans, I'm here to tell you that you don't have anything to worry about from the Legereus Sneed knee. The Legereus Sneed is going to go out there every practice, every game, and give you my all. Go back and watch the film. I gave everybody my all, no matter what was my knee, because the condition that my knee was in. My knee is in great position. You know, I know what to do to maintain my knee or whatever I need to do, you know. I got what this end of my part, you know. I'm just going out here and play ball. You know, just give Tennessee Titans fans and this organization all of me. Well, so the knee is not a problem.
Okay.
So they can start worrying about that.
Well, Titans fan, you heard it from the horse's mouth. The knee is fine. He will be ready to go, and he will be that corner he has been, and maybe even better than he was in Kansas City. Now, what are you bringing here to the Tennessee Titans? Because this is a young team, Legereus. A lot of veteran guys that they had are gone now, and now you're going to be considered one of the leaders.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm coming into a great position. You know, I can show the guys the way, the young guys, you know, show them the way how it's done. And, you know, I'm not going to be that, I'm telling you now, I'm not going to be the rah-rah guy all down your neck, you know, yelling at you, or that's not me, that's not my game. I'm going to come up to you, you know, what we can work on it together. You know, I'm going to work with you, you know, to help you grow as an individual. And, you know, I want you to help me grow as well. And so I know this thing on this is not going to be handy-dandy as we get this stuff rolling off. You know, it's work to be done. You know, I'm willing to put the work in with those guys and, you know, showing the way, and we're going to be okay.
Now, how important was it to you and your team that, meaning your agent and everybody else around, that you were one of the highest paid individuals at your position, because ultimately that's what happened. You end up getting a contract that puts you up there with some of the greats that are playing the game right now. How important was the yearly AAV, or how important was the guarantee to you?
Oh, man, it was definitely important to me, because I felt that, keep it honest, I felt that I earned it, you know, my 4 years of play. And, you know, some of those guys, I looked at those guys, you know, stacks. It's a reason that I wanted to be the highest paid, you know, because my similarities were similar to theirs, or even if better. So, you know, yeah, I wanted to be the highest paid. You know, I'm thankful. I'm blessed. You know, I thank God every day I wake up, the position I'm in, and the calling that you have on my life, and I'm ready to bring it to Tennessee.
We're talking to L'Jarius Sneed, newly acquired corner for the Tennessee Titans. L'Jarius, we started hearing some whispers, some rumors that, hey, the Titans are interested, you know, when your situation came up. Let's go get this guy. We're starting to follow the story. When the Titans started coming up on the radar, maybe behind the scenes for you, and you're envisioning, okay, can I go to Nashville? Can I keep doing my thing there? What's the team looking like? What were some of those first thoughts? And did you have input there and say, yeah, I like Nashville. Let's do that.
Yeah, I was definitely, you know, once I see them, you know, it wasn't only Nashville in the talk during the time, you know, I was just trying to figure out, you know, where I can get a long-term deal from, where I can take my talent to someone who's believing me, you know, and the Tennessee Titans was the ones who jumped the broom and they believed in me. So I'm just here to tell the Titans fans that, they're going to get the same player, caliber player out of me. It's nothing less or nothing more, because of the money. It don't change anything. It just changed my family lifestyle. That's about it.
When you got a chance to meet with Rand Carthon and then talk to Brian Callahan and then, you know, Denard Wilson, the defensive coordinator, what were your first impressions of this leadership group that's going to take this franchise forward?
Oh, man, I felt the love. I felt the hunger. And I felt that, you know, they trying to build something. I felt I see the hunger of what they's trying to do. You know, I just can't wait to get to work with these guys. And, you know, they treat me like family. The first step I walked into, you know, my hotel, I say that. First step I walked into the hotel, you know, and when I came into the facility, it's just, you know, all the love.
We're talking to L'Jarius Sneed, the Titans' latest addition, cornerback from the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, L'Jarius, I've always heard from players who have competed in Super Bowls or won Super Bowls that once you win that first one, the hunger to get the next one just intensifies. You won two with the Kansas City Chiefs. In your time there, what have you learned about what it takes to win a Super Bowl?
Oh, man, you know, just hard work, dedication, and, you know, being relentless and resiliency. You know, it's just those things can take you a long way. And, you know, we had a lot of adversity, you know, during them Super Bowl time. You know, it wasn't all glory and things. And, you know, we went through things as a team, as a whole. And I feel that, you know, it's all played a part. And, you know, I'm just trying to bring my championship swagger over here to this organization. You know, whatever that is I can bring to help this team out, you know, that's what I'm here for, just to build and grow this organization.
Now, is there any, and maybe he asked for it, maybe he doesn't, but you've been around who we believe is the greatest quarterback in at least right now, in the NFL, and Patrick Mahomes. Is there anything you can take from him that you can share with Will Levis? Because a lot of this, how this team moves moving forward and how many games they win moving forward, a lot of it, as you know, is predicated on quarterback play. So how can you help get your young quarterback, you know, ready to go for this season? What can you tell him that you saw from Pat?
Oh, man, you know, all the things I've seen from Pat, you know, I took it in consideration, because I used to sit down with Pat myself, you know, just have one-on-one talks and watch film with him. You know, whatever that is to help him, you know, once I see him in, you know, camp and stuff, once we get to moving around, you know, I'm going to compete. I'm going to make sure he have a hard time throwing the ball over there to my side. You know, I'm going to sit down and talk with him and just go from there, wherever the conversation and wherever the moment is at that moment, you know, I'm going to help him out.
L'Jarius, where do you think Mahomes made you better? In maybe practices, things like that, just going up against a guy like that?
Yeah, man, I can say in practices, bro, Nobody throws a ball like Pat. Like Pat balls is so crazy, man. Like, you could be in good coverage. You know, he's still going to dot it in there. And you know, I just, you know, salute him. And you know, once I know if he's doing this, the best quarterback right now, you know, I knew. That's what made me go in the season, really. Because I knew I was going against this guy all over training camp, so he would get me ready.
We're talking with L'Jarius Sneed, new Titans cornerback. L'Jarius, teammates asked you about the knees, and I know hearing you say that the knees won't be a problem. I know a lot of Titans fans out there are kind of sighing a sigh of relief. But just from kind of a business standpoint, a contractual standpoint, did you agree to sign a waiver on the guarantees if the knee does become an issue?
To repeat that, please.
So just in case the knees do become an issue, I know a lot of people are relieved to hear that you said that it won't be an issue, but did you agree to sign a waiver contractually if the knees do become an issue?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't sign a waiver.
Is the money fully guaranteed?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. I mean, because, again, L'Jarius, a lot of our fans, you know, obviously the Titans play in Kansas City, and they watch you play, and they were super excited about the potential when it first came up of, you know, the Titans getting L'Jarius Sneed. I mean, then once it actually happened, I think a lot of fans around here were just elated. But like I said before, they were still like, the knee, all this stuff is coming up about the knee. But you have, you know, you have told us that, hey, listen, there's no problem. You're going to continue to play at a high level. And I think that's ultimately what Titan fans want. Now, going up against.
Can they go check the film, too?
Yeah, they need to. Hey, listen, I can tell. Hey, listen, L'Jarius, I can tell them to go check the film. Exactly.
I just played 17 games, the full season, plus the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. But now when I want to get paid, it's a problem. Now my knee a problem.
And that's what, and when it came up, this is what I said a week ago, like all of a sudden, now this stuff is coming up. We didn't hear about this stuff when last season or even at the beginning.
I know.
We didn't hear about this. Now all of a sudden we're hearing about this. It's kind of, you know, just kind of fishy to me, but that's neither, you know, here nor there. Going up against, you know, D-Hop and Ridley, you said that Pat made you better going up against him every day, and I'm sure that was the case because my years here with the Titans going up against that defense, it made me better every day. I'm sure it's going to make you better going up against D-Hop and Calvin Ridley and Treylon Burks every day.
Every day, going up against the old caliber wide receivers every day, man, it's a scary sight for the opponents this upcoming season.
L'Jarius Sneed, L'Jarius, I know today has been a whirlwind. You're styling in your tux at your press conference. We really appreciate your time and appreciate you for stopping by. Looking forward to watching you this season.
Thank you.